It is a staggering statistic, but according to some studies, about 2 in 3 people have experienced travel or motion sickness at some point in their life. But while some people tend to be relatively unaffected by it, others can find it totally debilitating and stops them from traveling altogether in some cases. So despite suffering from extreme motion sickness, writer and travel blogger Anna Cullen continues to cross the globe on trains, planes and automobiles. And she joins me now. Anna, thanks a million for coming in. You're so good.
Thanks for having me. Okay.
How did you get in this morning?
I got the bus.
Okay. How was
Reluctantly.
That?
Okay. I didn't feel great, I do have to say. Yeah.
Do you feel okay now?
I'm fine.
Does it kind of wear off?
I've recovered. I've had about an hour to recover, so I'm okay.
To sit
it wears
down.
Off.
Yeah, yeah, it wears off. Talk to me about, first of all, how you would describe motion sickness to somebody who hasn't experienced it, or at least in any kind of serious way.
Yeah, like I find it hard sometimes to explain it to people that I haven't gone through. But I do think that probably everyone in their life at some stage probably has gotten sick.
Definitely.
You know, or, you know, vomited. So it's a very similar feeling to that.
Yeah.
You know, the nausea that you feel right before you get sick, or, you know, that sensation.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So for me, I could get on. I could get in a car, I could get on a plane and I could feel fine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden just this wave comes over me of nausea, and then I start to, you know, feel dizzy. I start to get really warm. I start to sweat, you know, and then like extra saliva builds in my mouth.
Yes.
And then I know.
That's always the,
you know,
that's always
the point
last.
Where you know, you know, there's no
going back.
You know, and then if it gets really bad, I could start to, that sweat would turn into cold sweats.
Yes.
And then I could start shaking.
Wow.
And that's when I know that I'm about to get sick. And then eventually, you know, I get sick. And then, but it's weird because the minute I get sick, that feeling kind of goes away then.
Does it? That's what I was going to ask you. So like if you actually, you know, get sick, does it cure it in a way?
A little bit, but then you go on, especially if it's a longer journey, you go on again, and then
it'll come
all of
another
a sudden
wave.
It comes back again.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
What do you know about the causes of that?
Yeah, I did a lot of research. I wrote an article about it recently. I did a lot of research on it, and it is when your inner ear, it sends a signal to your brain.
Okay.
But that signal is different from the one that your eyes are seeing.
Yeah.
So that's causing a confusing message then in your brain. So then these confusing messages then cause those symptoms.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the science behind it. But they don't, I think, they haven't figured out how one person could be really affected by it and then another person would be fine. But I did read, you know, that if the motion is extreme enough.
Yeah.
That even someone that doesn't suffer usually from it will suffer.
Sure.
Or will feel sick. Like if you were on a boat
and
the sea was really rough.
That's it. Yeah. I was
anyone
just
would feel
about
sick.
To ask you about seasickness, because it's like, you know, the way they always tell you with seasickness, you need to go outside or you need to go up on a deck or something, because you need to match what you're seeing to what your ear is telling you.
Yes.
And that, you know, should have a kind of curative effect, but it doesn't always. Was the motion sickness something you developed, or have you been that way always?
No, I've always been that way.
Have you? Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to travel without feeling sick, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Like I think I was about 6 months old. I spoke to my mom recently about it. I think it was when I was about 6 months old. You know, I was a really good baby, but every time I got into the car, I just puked. Like she was quick to cop on and figure out, you know, that it was motion sickness.
Sure.
Because my aunt suffers quite badly as well from it. But she just wanted to be double sure, you know, so she brought me to the GP, and then I was diagnosed. So that was 6 months old. And then between the ages of like 2 and 10.
Yeah.
Every single trip that I went on was just
hell.
Hell.
Yeah.
And just every trip I went on, I puked. I think it was really normal as well. My family would just be in the car with me and, Anna's getting sick again.
I would have been a bit like that, because like we would have gone to Donegal a lot, like when I was a kid, and the roads in Donegal were not good when I was like, you know, small or whatever, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I'd say there isn't a road in Donegal that I didn't puke on at one stage or another. So like, but you'd be sitting in the back and you'd be like, you know, in with the dog and the luggage and all the rest
in
of it.
The seven seater.
Because if you were
stuck
lucky.
In the back.
Exactly. But like, if I drive now, I have no problem.
Yeah, that's
but I
the
have
same
to
as
drive.
Me. Yeah,
you know, I can't be. I can't really even be a front seat passenger for long, long journeys. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
That's the same as me. Now, yeah. I do find when I drive, I don't feel sick.
No.
But that's because apparently you can predict the motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and you know where you're going.
That's
and you know where you're moving, because you know that feeling when you're going around a roundabout,
yeah.
and you're a passenger in the car and you think you're taking the second exit and they take the first exit and that's where it goes downhill.
Up against the door, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That, you know, there's, yeah, as you said, there's no going back when
no,
you get the wave.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
Tell me about, you went to Italy recently. Was that pretty unpleasant?
The dreaded Italy.
What happened there?
Well, I went to Bellagio,
yeah.
on Lake Como. So
yeah.
it's, I mean, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's
yeah.
like, I think it's known as the Pearl of Lake Como.
Wow.
It's amazing there. You know, villas, the water is beautiful. Like, it's amazing. But the roads there are really narrow,
okay.
and really bendy. And I was there for, I think, 2 to 3 days. And on my last day, I had to get a bus.
Yeah.
From Bellagio back to Como, because I was traveling back to Ireland that day, and the buses only run every hour, so I had to make the 20 past 10
bus.
That
yeah.
was the bus, and yeah. if I missed it, you know, I'd miss my flight.
You were done, yeah.
So I got on. The bus was really packed. I had my suitcase.
Oh God!
I had to sit backwards, so I
okay.
couldn't see where I was going. It was 29 degrees.
Oh my God!
It was roasting. There was no air conditioning. The windows weren't open. You know, I had loads of people around me. I just felt, just the minute I got on, I knew.
You knew.
That
yeah.
this was going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
And I just felt so sick.
Oh,
like,
God.
So sick. The colour drained from my face. I could physically feel it. I could feel myself going
oh,
pale.
No.
I started shaking. Then I think it was about an hour later, I arrived in Como. And I felt dizzy. Like,
yeah.
I felt really weak.
Yeah.
And I went in, bought myself a bottle of water, sparkling
yeah.
water, because I find that helps me fizzy
really?
Drinks.
Okay,
yeah.
yeah.
And then I had to sit down for, I'd say, about half an hour. Like,
yeah.
I was lucky I was early, because I wouldn't have been able to get on the train.
Yeah.
I had to get 2 trains
wow.
and then a flight. Now, I'm fine on trains, but
are
at,
you?
At the level that I was at with my motion sickness at that time, I wouldn't have been able
God.
To get on.
Did you manage to hold it together on the bus?
I didn't get sick.
Okay.
So that's a plus.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know.
Tick.
Very lucky for all the people around
yeah.
me, because I don't think
bags,
they would
yeah.
have appreciated
no.
me projectile vomiting all over them.
Seriously.
But I did get sick. I went to Finland then.
Oh yeah, tell us about Finland. That
the next
worse.
Month. So I got home from Italy, and I know I experienced
that. You do
that.
Loads of travelling.
I do.
For somebody
I love
like,
travelling.
Yeah.
I don't want to let it stop me.
I know,
you know.
Because
it's just a wave that comes over you and I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to Finland then the next month, and that was nearly worse
yeah.
than Italy. I remember, like, it was on my bucket list to go to Finland. It was Rovaniemi, and we did like a husky safari.
Uh-huh.
And
wow.
with 4 strangers, and you had to put on these thermal body suits because
yeah.
it was so cold outside.
Yeah.
I think it was like -7 maybe or -8, which isn't that cold for there, but
yeah.
we still had to put it on. And then we got in this tiny little van, and it was about an hour and 20 minute drive.
Oh my God.
And it was so warm on
oh,
the bus. They had
stop.
The heating on because it was so cold outside. And I could just see all the condensation on the windows. And I couldn't even see out the window, let alone get
actually,
some fresh
I
air.
I actually feel sick thinking about this, yeah.
So I felt so sick. I got off the bus, and we were surrounded by, at the van even, we were surrounded by these beautiful huskies.
Yeah.
And then the four strangers went off and were rubbing them and, you know, saying hi, and everyone
yeah.
was really happy. And I just remember thinking, I need to find somewhere that they're not going to see me and I need to get sick.
So,
I like
yeah.
went around the corner and just puked.
Yeah.
In the snow.
You had to. You didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice.
No.
You know, it was either I get sick or I continue.
Yeah.
There was no continuing
was
because
no
it was
yeah.
gone. You know.
Particularly if you're going to then get on like another mode
I had to
of transport.
Go back.
Yeah.
I had to
oh,
go
did
back.
You really?
Like, no, I had to go back that day. So I needed to
oh, exactly.
get sick
to
make
get
myself feel
together.
Better.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Is it, do you find it embarrassing? Like, is it kind of, does it, like, do you get embarrassed by it?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it is embarrassing. I mean, if you do puke in public
yeah,
in front of people, that is embarrassing.
Not,
but if they're strangers,
like,
I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't mind, yeah.
But that's why I do a lot of solo travel as well, because, well, I enjoy solo travel,
yeah.
but it's very hard to explain to people if you're traveling with them. Like, if it's a boyfriend or if it's friends, you know, there is potential that I might puke on you
on
this trip. And that's not a very easy conversation to have.
No, exactly.
So that would be embarrassing. And then I remember when I was a child, I found it very embarrassing because I went on a school tour. I think it was in third class. And we got on the bus and we were all so excited. And at that stage, you know, you're in school, so it was really cool to sit at the back of the bus.
Of course, yeah.
So that's what we did. And then I think we're about 10 minutes into the journey and I just got so sick.
Oh, no.
So I went up to the teacher and I just said that I wasn't feeling well. And she stopped, got the bus driver to stop. We got off the bus and I puked. Like, I live in Tip, so it's rural Ireland.
Yeah.
So I puked into the ditch.
Yeah.
So like that didn't really matter. But I remember I just could not stop puking. Like, and it was to the point where there was actual tears running down my face. And I was like, please, I just want to stop puking.
I
could just feel everyone staring.
And the worst possible. And like when you're that age as well and you're with all your friends from school or like and people who mightn't be your friends from school, the worst possible thing you can think of is something like all the attention being on you for some reason.
Yeah.
You know.
And then I had to walk back on the bus and I remember I was mortified and like I was known for ages after as the girl that pukes. You know? The puker.
The puker.
Here's Anna, the puker.
Oh, God. Come here. Like, wait, you said there, like, because this sounds like absolute torture, to be honest. And like, but it doesn't stop you from traveling. You don't want it to stop you from traveling.
I don't let it stop me from traveling. I mean, I love traveling. I love going to new places, meeting new people, you know, experiencing different cultures.
Yeah.
And I just love it. And I don't think
that's
more important. As I said earlier, I'm so used to this condition now. I'm so used to traveling and feeling sick that sometimes when I don't feel sick, which
such
is like 5% of the time, I actually am like, this is so strange.
That it's, and it's such a bonus, like that you're kind of, you know, makes the trip bearable. Tell me about the things that the strategies that you've kind of discovered to reduce your problems with motion sickness. Like, what does and doesn't work for you, say? You said about sparkling water there.
Yeah, so fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
Ginger biscuits. Funnily enough, I actually find, you know, natural or environmental remedies actually help me better than the likes of, you know, the patches that you can or the antihistamines that you can take.
Yeah.
So fizzy drinks, ginger biscuits, because ginger, there's a chemical compound in that that helps with your, or it like has a positive influence on your nervous system and your stomach.
Okay. So like a ginger nut or something like that
exactly,
would help you.
Or like a can of Coke or something like that. And then, you know, keep the window down when you're in a car.
Yeah.
Look straight ahead. Try and sit in either, if you're in the back of the car, try and sit in the middle or try and be the front seat passenger.
So you can see the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can see where you're going. Listening to music helps me a lot as well, especially on planes. But I've tried, you know, when I was younger, my mum used to rub lavender oil behind my ear, but that just the smell of that, I can't.
The idea of a really strong smell would, it feels like it would make me worse.
But you could do aromatherapy as well, and that's all essential oils that are supposed to help you with your physical and like psychological well-being. That didn't really work for me either. And then I used to have the travel wristbands, which, you know,
I remember those
acupressure point, the patches behind your ear, you know, licorice, lozenges. I've tried everything.
But
when I wrote this article, a lot of people actually reached out to me just say, you know, this is what I use, or this might help you. And that was really nice to have other people messaging me and just say, I also go through it and this is what I do. Because to be honest, apart from my aunt, I don't really know many people that suffer from it.
Well, someone texted in there and said, I had a similar sickness attack on a helicopter in the Grand Canyon. Projectile vomited the whole way. It's the worst I've ever felt. I have four kids. And someone else said as well, I use a synthetic antihistamine drug and pickled ginger that you eat with sushi is also really helpful. That's interesting, because you were saying about the ginger biscuits. Yeah.
Yes.
I honestly think there's no reason I think there's no reason this day and age that Anna still needs to suffer from this anymore. But you said that those synthetic antihistamines, they're not, the natural stuff works better for you.
It does.
For some reason.
I don't know if it has, like, if it's psychological at this stage.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
If I have the biscuit or if I have a can of Coke, that I'm tricking myself into feeling better.
Yeah.
But I have, as I've gotten older, I've kind of learned to
How to keep it at bay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone has any tips for Anna, 51552 is the number if you suffer similarly. 51552 is the text number. I presume that hangovers or being hungover, not a good idea.
Don't even think about it.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
it's really bad. I don't travel now at all if I've been out the night before, and
yeah.
I've learned that the hard way because I think I was in college. And I think I was 21. I was in final year and I went out in Dublin because I went to college in Limerick.
Yeah.
And I had to get a bus home day after. I think it was about 2 or 3 hours. And the minute I got on the bus, I knew that this was not going to end well. And I had nothing to get sick into, only my handbag.
Oh my God.
So unfortunately, the handbag was used.
The handbag has to be used.
Multiple times.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It was like, even in the full of your health, if you didn't suffer from motion sickness, getting on a bus from Dublin to Tip or wherever it was you were going back to,
it's bad enough.
It's recipe,
on a
recipe
good day
for a disaster. Yeah, exactly. Does the idea of taking a trip or the anticipation of taking a trip make you anxious?
Not really, because I know now that it's probably inevitable that I'm going to get sick or I'm going to feel sick.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really bother me at this stage. I'm kind of used to it. I think it's more, as I said earlier, that's why I travel by myself. It's more having to explain it to people that actually puts me off going on trips with other people.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to explain it to people if they haven't experienced it. They're like, oh, just don't get sick. Because the amount of people that I've said it to, they're like, oh, it's just in your head, just don't get sick.
Oh, that's really so annoying,
you know.
So,
and I'm like, if I could tell myself don't get sick, I would not be getting sick.
Just like, oh yeah, never even thought to try that. That's crazy. Would you say have improved since you were younger? Or is it just how you deal with it?
I deal with it.
Okay.
I don't think the severity has decreased.
Yeah.
I think it's just how I manage it now. And I'm older now and I know I can feel when I can feel that sensation. I can feel when the wave is coming. When I was younger, I didn't really know. And then it was too late.
Yeah.
And, you know, I couldn't stop it. But now if I can feel that wave coming up, if I'm on a plane or if I'm on a boat, for example, as you said, I just get up, go on the deck and get some fresh air and try and get myself back on track. Mm. So I do think it's how I manage it more so than the severity of it decreasing.
Lottie was in here time, basically, was what she said to me. That was her experience of it. So she was like, and she suffers with motion sickness as well. And so, you know, so not in any way as badly as you do, but still, in any way at all,
I wouldn't wish it on anybody, because even if it's as bad as mine or if you only suffer every so often, it's not a very nice feeling.
Exactly.
As I said, it's the same as went right before you're about to puke.
Yes.
It's that exact feeling.
Yeah. So you've been very clear that you're not interested in giving up travel or reducing travel or anything like that just because you have motion sickness. So what would you say to somebody like yourself who suffers with motion sickness and has given up travel or is thinking of giving up travel? Do you have anything?
That would be disappointing if I did hear that anybody, you know, had given it up because of that, because the pros of traveling far outweigh the con of motion sickness, for me anyway. And, you know, just what I would say is try and find ways that suit you to manage it.
Yeah.
So do your research into it.
Yeah.
And try, you know, the natural remedies or the environmental or, you know, the antihistamines or whatever.
Okay.
Try and find what works for you and just keep pushing through it, because as I said, you get that wave, you might get sick. The worst that can happen is you puke.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
is literally the worst that can happen to you.
Yeah.
Whether it's on someone, in a handbag, in a ditch.
Yeah.
You know, I've done it.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
That's the worst that can happen. There are worse conditions or illnesses out there. So you just have to keep kind of...
Do you eat before you travel?
Yeah.
You do?
That's another thing. I wouldn't recommend traveling really early in the morning, like 6 a.m. flights or whatever. And I see people in the airport and they're having alcohol. And I'm like, I wish I was the airport's mad.
The airport's like a parallel universe. It's lawless.
You're just going to a different world.
Exactly.
But I definitely eat and get enough sleep before you travel.
Do you have any trips planned? What's your next plan or trip planned?
I have a few trips around Ireland.
Brilliant.
And then America potentially, great. And Spain and Portugal in the summer.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Someone
Looking
text
forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. And someone texted in there, this is like the opposite of what I would do. Someone said, for my motion sickness, the only way I can get through a kind of long car journey in a car or a bus is to keep my eyes shut and keep my AirPods in. I'd have to be like hanging to make sure I could see through the windscreen.
Yeah, that's a strange one. But the AirPods, the music,
the AirPods,
the podcasts,
work for you. Yeah,
they work.
Yeah,
they
100%.
Do. So she's probably distracted.
Yeah, distracted. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Anna Cullen, thanks so much for coming
thanks
in
for
today.
Me.
It sounds really challenging, but it's absolutely brilliant that you haven't, that you're still traveling and you're doing all your bits. Take it easy.
I will.
Enjoy your trips to
thank you.
The States and everything in the summer. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.